Welcome to our podcast,
Hypnotherapy for the Soul.
This is your host, Shay Pestel, and this is my co-host,
Barchi Stella, where we explore the power of hypnosis and connect to inner wisdom for answers.
Through our episodes, we share behind-the-scenes live sessions to help you tap into your inner guidance.
Join us on this journey of self-discovery and utilize the power of hypnosis to connect to your higher self. Today's episode is all about self-worth. If you feel that you're not good enough, or you believe that you don't deserve love or happiness, and are constantly seeking validation from others, you might want to listen to this episode. My friend and co-host Shay is going to be asking me a series of questions directed towards my higher self. The higher self is the part of us that knows everything about us, and it's also tapped into collective intelligence. For your best and most valuable experience, I invite you to be open while you listen, because that way you can connect your inner wisdom and receive guidance. Just a heads up, the part that you won't hear is where Shay takes me into the hypnotic state of mind, which is a state where we can access the information of our subconscious mind. Okay. Without further ado, let's dive in. Enjoy.
Thank you so much for Barchi's higher self for being with us today. Now, I got some questions about self-worth. And the first one is, why do certain people always feel like that we're not good enough?
The simple answer is because you don't know your true nature, you're not aware of it, and you identify with external things. But if you had awareness of your inner being and connection with everything, there wouldn't be not just sense of separation, but also perception that you would need to be any other way that you are.
Wonderful. And why do some people have this feeling that they don't really deserve love or happiness?
Yeah, it's really this connection from their source. And it happens very early on in the process of just socialization and, just kind of adjusting to the 3D world. When a person is looking and learning from the outside authorities or perceived authorities, and because everyone they look at, no one has their sense of true self-worth or self-love, and things are shifting now, but they don't have role models that would teach them otherwise. So they, from the beginning, basically they are kind of set up to learn things that aren't really true. And then it seems like it's part of a lifetime to shed all these personas, all these false identities that are just in the way of pure love, a true love that it's at the core of each person, and not just each person, but every being. It's the same thing with animal world, plants, everything actually. In its core, it's this energy of love. So the problem is, I don't want to say a problem, it's just how things are, just this disconnection. And we are here learning to connect, and we connect with other people so that we can learn about them ourselves, and they help us connect with our source. So outside world is needed to get understanding of our internal world, if that makes sense.
It really does. I've noticed that myself, that it's a internal thing that we all possess, is love and happiness is within, but then the illusion is the external, and that's part of the sort of societal stuff we've all been programmed for.
Yeah, and there is just one thing I can add to that. So there is a lot of talk about frequency, and basically what that is just attunement to the energy that's supportive. And it's not about dismissing other energies, but it's really about creating what one wants to expand and see more of. And it's, when you are connected with that love and whatever you see outside of yourself that might not seem as love, then it's really about working on ourselves. How can I shift? How can we shift our view? How can we shift our energy so that everything that we see is an expression of love? And then also understanding what's our place in this world, where we can shift things and what is not really up to us to shift. Also having this discernment, that's also very important.
How would one be more aware and have that discernment, would you say?
If you want to have more of it?
Yeah.
Okay, so the easiest way is attending to things that you just feel naturally drawn to. There's so many things to pick, but pay attention to where your energy feels, you know, where your energy wants to flow. Because if something is draining, that might not be your battle because your energy system is just not equipped to handle that situation. And it's not to say that that's something wrong with it, because it's really you can't fight every battle. It's just a reality. Because think of the nature. Some animals can live in the sea and some animals can live in the air and some in the earth. And it's the same with their battles. They're just living their lives where they're at. So, and it's the same with your energy. So check more where you feel you can make a change based on how your energy expands. And if something is draining, just have that as a sign that it might not be right now where you want to focus on.
Perfect. Thank you for that. So why would one constantly seek validation from others, even though that they've learned the hard way and they know that is just, you know, disillusional, continue doing this?
So that's just a pattern of conditioning. It's just how you're brought up. And because that is something that provided us with safety when we were young, but going forward now, this is also one of the patterns that we can change. And maybe starting to see validation from us, from ourselves. So that can be a good step. Instead of focusing on others and even giving them the power of validating us, it's in a way doesn't make sense, because every creation is perfect by itself. Like, you can't validate an animal, for example. I mean, you can, but it won't change, because by itself that's perfect creation and you are perfect creation. And no one, like, who can be outside authority that can say, wow, you are perfect, you're good, you're this, you're that? Like, no one can take that place for you. What you can do is just assess who you want to be, and also be mindful of your character and if your values and your morals align to your actions. And this is where you can validate yourself or your actions, and also be kind to yourself, be kind to the parts that were acting out because of our past programming. And that's something that we can change. The mind just needs another pattern. That's all there is, because this is how mind works. So reintroduction to another pattern is needed to shift that perspective.
Amazing. That makes sense.
Yeah, and you guys are doing that in hypnotherapy. That's just one way, and there are so many other ways.
Yeah, so there's, like, the way I see it, it's like just tools that we get to choose to help us become our best selves, but who's really doing that is ourselves. Is that right?
Yeah, and it's not really best self, it's more about your authentic self.
Right.
It's because it's not better, it's just more in alignment.
Like authentic expression. Mm-hmm. Okay. And how can one overcome negative thoughts and beliefs about their selves?
Oh, there are so many ways. I guess it really starts with self-awareness, and there are many practices such as meditation, journaling, yoga, whatever fits for someone. And it's really a personal choice. And then it's about introducing, again, new pattern and just new perception. Like, even asking yourself, if something isn't working, how can I change that? Or how am I still holding on to this if it doesn't give me the results I need. And then finding, ideally, everyone would have a supportive person that they could really lean on, which would just reflect back with full compassion what they see. Because the thing is, humans, we have these blind spots and we are not aware of. And because of unawareness, we just think that, you know, sometimes we have this, we are at mercy of situations that are beyond our control. But if we had awareness of our blind spots, we would have even more compassion for ourselves and would be able to make more informed decisions. So having our external help is really the fastest way of shifting. And it doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to work with someone all the time. Obviously, you need to enjoy life. That's also another thing. Just committing to enjoy more. And, you know, because that's expanding things that you want to experience more, whether love, whether play, creativity, whatever that is. And this is also how habits will just fall off slowly.
Awesome. Thank you. And why would maybe one struggle to set boundaries and say no to others?
It really all comes down to, again, this conditioning, how we had as children had to survive. And for a lot of people, setting boundaries didn't result in feeling safe or loved. So that is very old pattern. So if you're experiencing that, just have compassion for it, because there is a part of you that really wants you to be safe, just to survive, really. And, you know, setting boundaries to other people, it's not safe at all. So it's really as simple as that. Just recognizing that, not beating oneself up when that occurs. And then also deciding what you want to do with it. And also knowing that not setting boundaries is not just detrimental for yourself, but also for the other party, because they have their learnings to do as well. So if you're acting on behalf of yourself with the intention for your highest good, you are acting for others as well. Even if your rational mind doesn't understand, it's still for the highest self of others. So yeah, I hope that makes sense.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Would you say that setting boundaries is based on self-care?
Yeah, it's actually an act of love. Also for other people, not just for yourself. Act of love for creation.
Mm-hmm. It makes sense, because as we grow, we learn more about ourselves, and then we need to teach others how to be treated, because that's what boundaries really are, right?
Yeah, just kind of how do we want to exist in space? And they don't have to be negative. It's just about introduction of energies. So that's my energy, and this is how my energy works best. And just teaching other people how actually your energy works and what you need to thrive. That's basically what boundary is.
Okay. I think you've already mentioned this, but maybe is there anything else to say about how can someone learn to accept themselves more?
Maybe try this one. Ask yourself, or look yourself in the mirror, and just really stare in your eyes and just be, who's that looking beyond all these words? And, you know, they can be anything, these opinions, judgments, whatever, but who's witnessing all that? And then connecting with your heart and just asking, what if what I see is really perfect creation and nothing is wrong with it? Like, why wouldn't I just love this beautiful creation that I see, that I witness? Just ask yourself this question, because why wouldn't you be deserving of love if you are love? It just doesn't make sense. It's not even a point of deserving. It's just being.
I love that. So how can one learn to prioritize themselves more and have more value or feel more valued?
Okay. Value is really a term that it's I guess just used in this 3D world, because if something is valuable, then that applies that certain things aren't valuable, which is not really true, because things are or they are not. It's just as simple as that. So everything has value, if you want to speak that language. Sometimes it just doesn't seem so. If you want to, I wouldn't even say prioritize yourself, but just be in attunement of what wants to be created through you and what is the best expression of that. What you can do is value that. Value your energy, your source. For example, everyone values gas because they can move around. They can put in a car and just go places. And everyone has this energy in them, you know, creative energy, energy of love and all of that. But we don't see it as valuable for some reason, and we take it for granted. But what if this energy can have its higher expression, and that can be creation of something that your soul really wants to create? And wouldn't that be cool if you were to tune into yourself, connect with what that creation is, and then just enjoy it? And it's not really about even value, but if you want to, you can value that. You can value everything that's coming through you. And I guess just learn not to label it that much, because the less you label, the more you just allow things to be, to exist, the more you will just be content with whatever you are putting out there, or whatever you are, just whatever. It doesn't even have to be action, creation. It just being is knowing and alignment with everything. So it's just shift in perspective. Did I answer your question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that kind of goes into the next question, which is about comparison and how can someone's, you know, eventually stop comparing themselves to others. And I think you kind of touched on that with the illusion of that, like, value and non-value and, yeah.
And we can't know what is best for others, how others should be. And obviously, here on this plane, we do compare. But ultimately, we can, instead of seeing it as a bad thing, we can even look at things as assessment. Okay, do I like this energy? What is intriguing? For example, if there is jealousy in, they have that and I don't. So that just tells you something, that you would like some of that too. And instead of focusing on them, or it's just everything outside is just a message for you that you can act on or not. It's really up to you. So how do you want to work with your energy? How do you want to utilize your gifts? Because it's not really about others. It's always about you, instead of, again, projecting things outward or even giving attention and all the power out, just pulling it in, pulling all this energy back, and just be like, okay, so what do I want to create? How do I want to be? Where is my place in this world? Yeah, it's just that. It's not about others. And if you want to see others, what you can maybe better shift is, how can I co-create? Because others, they seem separate on this plane, but we all want to expand. We all want to contribute. So they're not enemies. No one is against you. It's more about, how can I co-create this with others, and even finding people that can do that with you and expand and even multiply your energy and your efforts, just because there is more of you. So comparison can be just, again, shifted around, just changing perspective of assessment, and then taking responsibility for my part and doing something with it.
That's awesome. I like that. And I think, the next question you've already touched on again. I just see how all of this is sort of connected together. The last one is, how can one build self-esteem and confidence? Maybe you can just recap on everything you've already said.
I actually wanted to give a short answer, which is have self-awareness to inform you. And then from being informed, you can make informed decisions. And informed decisions can lead to informed actions. And those might feel scary, but taking actions that will be in alignment with you will feel really good. They will expand just your energy, your place in this world, and it won't be even about self-esteem that much, but it will just actually it will build your self, sense of self in a way. So really take these actions regarding of the fear. So the more you act in the way that you want to go and not fight the fear, but just be acknowledging and act anyway, that's how you can do it. Because it's not something to be thought mentally, it's really to experience. So yeah, and you have this capacity in you. You have all the strength, you have power, you can even lean on connections, on the support. Yeah, just embrace that. Don't see yourself as this limiting person. You don't let your fears define you or any outside labels, but really connect more with your heart and act from it. And this is just naturally how you'll build that sense of self-esteem.
It's beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to touch on?
No, just that know that you are beautiful, unlimited being, and allow yourself to be that. Yeah, don't limit yourself. Don't put yourself in boxes. Just try it out and see what that feels, being unlimited.
Definitely. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay. Stella, please tell me how you feel after this session. What was it like for you?
Yeah, I feel really calm, and I'm always surprised how I have so much clarity when I'm in that state. And I can tell that how my mind is kind of stubborn. I mean, in real life, in everyday life, it's so funny, you know, how my concept that I have, my ego, it seems like it's kind of strong. So I have different concepts when I'm hearing my higher self. I'm like, oh, okay, it's a little bit different to what I usually think about things. So it's wonderful, actually, to have this revelation and just shift in perspective. Yeah. How was it for you?
That's awesome. It was good. Same thing. That's what I always experience when I go under, you know, like the human self has these limitations. And then, you know, I just like hearing everything that you're saying, it's like I have that wisdom in myself too. And the listener has this wisdom in their selves too. And that's the beauty about it. And that's where our self-worth comes in. Like, stop looking externally for validation, stop looking for needing things to get this wealth of information or knowledge to be, you know, your authentic self.
Exactly. Yeah. It almost feels like when I was in it, that why is this even a theme? Like, why do we even have to talk about it? It's not relevant, you know, on that level. Like, self-worth is not relevant. Be, create, love, live life and joy, you know? Why is that thing even relevant? That's how I felt. Yeah.
I guess it's just the human conditioning, and like, and we're all at a certain level within our development, you know? And it's like, some of us may come across these limitations more than others. It's not, yeah, it doesn't really matter. But it's like, these are tools that we can all use because we all experience it. No one's perfect.
Exactly. No one is, and we all are in our ways. Yeah, it almost feels like we are just these bundles of energy, and there are certain patterns, as I see them, as this energy, you know, floating around, just obscuring our view, and we are just transforming these patterns so that they kind of serve us better. And when we do that, we are more and more in our alignment. We let our true self shine through, and that's That's what it is. Yeah.
Definitely. That's just part of the human experience. And that's, yeah, it's not bad or good. It just is.
Exactly, yeah. So yeah, I hope this was inspiring for anyone listening, and I hope that they were also able to connect to their heart or whatever was, you know, present or was listening. And yeah, thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Hypnosis for the Soul podcast, brought to you by myself, Barchi Stila, and my friend and co-host, Shay, where we share new ideas from a unique perspective while being under hypnosis. Please follow us on social media. And if you want to join our community on Patreon, we are there as well. See you there.